Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们又一次聚集在主的面前。
Praise the Lord, we're able to gather once again before the Lord.
那么，我也要上礼拜我在年轻人那里讲到。
So I was giving the sermon to the youth in the English ministry.
我跟他们提到四个血月。
So I mentioned about four blood moons.
那么是讲到去年跟今年。一年要有四次的血月。
It's regarding there are four consecutive blood moons from last year to this year.
它的稀奇的点是，这四次的血月都是在犹太人圣经里面启示的两个重要的节日。
The amazing points about that are that there all those four blood moons are related to the two festivals of the Jewish festivals that's revealed in the Bible.
圣经里面启示七个节日给犹太人。
So in the Bible there are seven festivals revealed to the Jewish people.
第一个节日是逾越节。
The first one is the Passover.
这是他们生命的开始。
That's the beginning of their life.
然后最后一个节叫做祝棚节。
The last one is the Tabernacle.
讲到神最后带他们到一个与神同住的一个国度中。
Referring to how God leads them to this final place of tabernacling together with Lord.
那么这两次去年的两次的血月就是第一个是在月节发生的，最后第二个是发生在祝棚节。
So the last two blood moons happened to fall onto the first one on the day of the Passover and the second one fall onto the day of the Tabernacle.
今年再重复一次。
So this year it will be repeated again.
也是在两个节日。
It's also going to be on those two festivals.
会在我们的四月，会在我们的九月。
Which are in April and September respectively in today's calendar.
然后在这两四个血月的正中间就是有一个黑太阳。
And right in between these two blood moons, there will be a black sun, kind of.
是日全食要发生在今年的三月。
So there's going to be a sun eclipse in March.
对，那就是正好是在春分的那一个位置，就是说刚好太阳经过赤道的那个时间。
So it's the timing when the sun passes over the equator.
对，那么在按照创世纪的第一章十四节，神的话是这样说。
According to Genesis 1:14,
如果我们记得在第四天的时候，神设立太阳掌管白天，月亮掌管晚上，还有星星。
So if we remember on the fourth day of the creation, God set up the sun to govern the day and the moon to govern the night and their stars as well.
他用这些日月星宿来告诉我们时间。
He gave us the sun, moon, and stars to let us know the time.
他不但用时间，而且还用一个词叫做记号。
He not only used the time, but also used that word called sign.
对，他这个记号是神要告诉他的选民，我要跟你们有一个特别的信息要传达。
So through these signs, he wanted to tell his chosen people that I have a message for you.
那旧约的时候，你看到约珥提到这件事，在他的约珥书。
So in the Old Testament, you will remember the book of Joel, the prophet Joel. In book of Joel, prophet Joel mentioned about this thing.
那么到了新约，他也看，就使徒彼得也提到同样的一句话。
In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter also said the same thing.
所以我就常常提醒各地的弟兄姊妹们。
So I often remind brothers and sisters everywhere.
注意今年、明年这段时间。
You need to pay attention to this year and last year and
去年跟今年。
Last year and this year.
所以我觉得我们的时间是非常有它的重要的意义在这里。
For there's significance regarding the time here.
好，那我最近的一系列的信息是根据这个主升天的时候对门徒的交代。
So my recent message series, according to the commandment given to Jesus before he ascended to heaven.
那记载在使徒行传的第一章。
That was recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 1.
耶稣要升天之前，他对他120个门徒说：“你们，是我的见证。”
Before his ascension, Jesus told to his 120 disciples that you are my testimony.
所以最近这一系列的信息呢，都是从这个角度来讲的。
So the recent messages are all from this angle.
在这个黑暗的时代，当世界的人在一个极大的彷徨之中，各式各样的天灾人祸充满在这个世界。
In this age of darkness, when people are wandering and wondering about all things, and all the natural disasters are happening.
不但 natural, 还有 human.
And natural and human disasters and.
对，你看杀人头啊。
You see their beheading happening today.
对，在二十一世纪，人头照样落地啊。
In the 21st century, there's still people being beheaded.
战争与战争的谣言满天飞。
There are wars and rumors of wars all over.
那世界的人彷徨。
And the people on the world are wondering.
明天是什么？
What's going to be happening tomorrow?
任何事情都可以发生在这个时代中。
Anything can happen in this world.
美国可以发生事情，欧洲可以发生事情，中国可以发生事情，它的机会是相等的。
In America, in Europe, or in China, the chances are equal.
它可以在自然界发生事情，可以在金融界发生事情。
In the natural world or in the financial world.
在政治上可以发生事情，在社会里头。暴动也可以发生事情。美国今年多少次的暴动杀人
？In politics, in society, could all happen. So if you recall, how many times there are upheavals in this year in the United States alone?
那么，所以教会在这个时代中，我们的角色是什么
？So what is the role of church in this day and age?
耶稣的话很清楚，你们是我的见证。
Jesus said it clearly. You are my testimony.
所以我里面的负担就是要把主的话放在弟兄姊妹面前，看看我们到底怎么样在这个地上为耶稣做见证。
See, my burden within me is that to lay out God's word to brothers and sisters, so that you can examine how we are going to give testimony for the Lord.
我第一本书是讲的使徒行传，现在我们花的时间是在启示录。
We initially focused on the book of Acts, and now we're focusing on Revelation.
好，那我要给大家看一段一个地图。
So I'd like to show you a map first.
对，这个地图呢，就是我们看到这个七封书信的七个教会。
So this map shows the seven churches that we talked about. That got, there are seven letters to these seven churches.
还领。
The first letter was to the church of Ephesus.
那你看这个地图的时候，这个是地中海，我们可以看得出来。
Here's the Mediterranean Sea, you can see.
那么这个位置是今天的，这个版图是今天的希腊，对吧
？And that piece of land is today's Greek.
那这个部分是今天的什么国家呢？土耳其，对吧？
Land is today's Turkey.
对，那你就知道，现在这个七个教会所在的位置，就是这个现在我红的点所点的这七个教会的位置，都在现在的所谓的土耳其。当年这一块叫做小亚细亚省。
So the position of these seven churches is at the place of current day Turkey, but it used to be called Asia Minor.
那么当时写这个信的时候。这个地段全都是罗马的天下。
During the time of those seven letters were written, all these lands are under the government of Roman Empire.
对，那么这一个部分称为小亚细亚的，只是这个罗马帝国的中间一个省而已。
So the part of Asia Minor was just a part of one province of the Roman Empire.
那当年保罗做外邦的使徒，他就把福音传到这个以弗所。
So at that time, Paul, serving as the Gentile apostles to the Gentiles, he brought the gospel to that area.
大概是在五零年代。
It was about 50 AD.
对对，那他在这里住了两年又三个月。
So he stayed in Ephesus for about two years and three months.
那他在那里，神用他也许许多多人，因为这是一个交通必经之路，是水。海港水运跟陆运都在这个地方会交汇，这个交通非常发达的地方。
Because that was an important trafficking point. So where the port is the port from the water, and also the land travel all have to pass through that place.
虽然保罗没有跑这个七个教会去一个一个去传道。
So even though Paul didn't go to all those seven churches one by one.
但是你看《使徒行传》十七章的解释的时候，许多的人来这里听他讲道。
But if you remember the explanation recorded in Acts 17, that many people from all those different places came to Ephesus to listen to his preaching.
圣灵做大工。
And the Holy Spirit did amazing work.
这些听见保罗的信息的人，就把福音带到整个的小亚细亚。
All those who heard Paul's preaching were able to bring back the gospel to various areas of Asia Minor.
对，那么然后后来保罗寻道以后，那神又打发现在这本书的作者使徒约翰在那里牧养这些教会。
So after Paul's martyr, God sent the other apostle John to pass.Kind of be the pastor of those regions.
对，那么今天我们要看的是第七封信。
So we're going to be look at the seventh letter today.
我们打开第三章启示录，我们要读从十四节念完到二十二节。
So let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 14 to 22.
我念一节，我们姐妹下一节用英文，我们这样把它读过来，大家跟着看。
We'll reading alternating Chinese and English from the pulpit.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者，说那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的，就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。我们再打开这个哥罗西书。
Then let's turn to the book of Colossians.
我要请大家读的是第四章。
Chapter 4, Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章，我们要念的是十三节到十七节。
Verses 13 to 17.
十三节，他为你们，这个、他是指的有一个人叫以巴弗，他为你们和老底家，并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。下一句。
Luke, the beloved physician, sends you his greetings, and also Demas.
十五节，请问老底家的弟兄和您法，并他家里的教会安。
When this letter is
okay 了，就读你。
Okay,
16节。
When this letter is read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans and you. For your part, read my letter that is coming from Laodicea.
17节，要对雅基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。好了，这一段话是我们在保罗的书信里面提到老底家的教会。
So this passage is what Paul mentioned the church of Laodicea in his letter.
而且他盼望他写的这封哥罗西书可以传到那个教会，让他们也读哥罗西书。
And he was hoping that his letter to the Colossians were able to be sent to the church of Laodicea, and the people in Laodicea will also read that letter.
所以你从这个地图上，你能够看得出来，老底家，把刚刚那个图，对对对，对不起，你就知道这个老底家在这里。
So that's where Laodicea is.
啊，哥罗西就在他的旁边嘛。哎，这个地方看到。这个地方没有，因为七封信里面没有哥罗西的，其实就在他旁边。
So the city of Colossus is actually very close by.
对，那么他这个七个教会就是这样顺时钟的这样绕，几乎就是这样一圈。
So here are the seven churches. How you can see it's pretty much like one circle clockwise. You can see.
对，那这个地点它有什么特色？
So what's the special characteristics of this geographic region?
这个地点呢，也就是在了罗马的大道，条条大路通罗马的罗马大道的上面的一个重要的交通点。
So this is actually an important traffic point, on the boulevard like of the Roman.
参考书告诉我们，这个地方当时有名，有这么几件事。
So references books told us there are several famous things happened at that time.
他们非常富有。
They were rich.
为什么呢？因为在那里有两个行业是当那个地区非常有名的。
Because there were two famous industries at that time.
一个是纺织业。
One is textile industry.
那一个是眼药。
The other is a pharmaceutical company for eye ointment.
对，这两样东西让这个地区非常富有。
That made that region very rich.
还有另外一个特色。这个地区呢，他们本身水资源并不丰富。
The other special thing is that region actually didn't have much water resources.
有点像加州的 San Joaquin Valley.
So similar to the San Joaquin Valley in California.
本来是蛮干燥的。
It's a kind of arid, dry place.
那它的水从哪里来呢
？Where did the water come from?
它有两个方向。
There were two areas directions.
对。我们刚刚读的这个哥罗西书里面，他提到老底加并希拉波利这两个城市。
So when we were reading the Colossians chapter 4,
在十三节的时候
，two things mentioned in verse 13.
对
，there's the Laodicea and the Hierapolis.
对，这个我们平常老底加因为这封信的缘故，所以我们都耳濡目染。但是另外一个叫做希拉波利，我们是。平常不注意。
So we're familiar with the place Laodicea because of the seven letters, but we usually don't pay attention to this place called Hierapolis.
它离老底家就九公里，很近。
It was actually Hierapolis was actually only 9 kilometers away from Laodicea, so very close by.
那里有名什么呢
？What was it famous for?
温泉。
Springs.
这个他们有地热。所以那里就出温泉。
So they're underground heat, so they actually were famous for its springs.
你们在美国去洗过温泉吧
？I don't know if you've ever gone to springs in the United States. There are many springs in Taiwan.
对，那么这个热水呢，就引到，因为罗马有名的就是这个灌溉工程，它那个引水的水道可以引很远很远的距离。那么像罗马的泉都是这样的引过来的，那这个地方也是一样，他们的温泉就是从这一个我们读的这个希拉波利来引到这个老底家的。
Well, Well, so the Roman Empire was very skilled at irrigation, so they had a very sophisticated irrigation system to draw water from faraway places. So those beautiful hot water springs were able to be brought to the place of Laodicea, like from Hierapolis. So of course the hot water wasn't able to be used directly. There was another city, the nearby city, that's the city of Colos.
哥洛西有名的是什么？就是冷泉，它这个Mount Rainier下来的这个泉水，他们那边也有。
So the city of Colos was famous, famous for cold springs, just like the snow-melted water from Mount Rainier.
那所以呢，他们又把这个地方的冷泉引过来，所以两个浇在一起就变成温水。
So they also brought over the cold water from Colos to Laodicea. So when they are mixed with the hot water, spring water, it becomes the lukewarm spring.
所以你就知道这个地方的人很聪明的。
So you know, those people in that place was very smart.
一面能够生产这些纺织用品、医药品，另一面也能够很享受生活。
So they were, on the one hand, they were able to be very developed in their textile and pharmaceutical industries to make beautiful clothes and the eye ointment. And on the other hand, they were also to enjoy life with spring water.
所以这里的人是非常的sophisticated，而且这个生活不忧虑这个吃穿的问题。
So people there were very sophisticated and they didn't have to worry about their life.
好，这样的setting 对教会是有很大很大的影响。
So this setting had a significant impact on church.
所以你可以看到这封信，当耶稣来跟他们写信，要跟他们讲话的时候，
So when Jesus was about to talk to them and write to them,
跟别的教会讲的话不一样。
It's different from what he said to other churches.
他讲到水的问题。
He talked about water.
他讲到眼药的问题。
He talked about the eye ointment.
他讲到钱的问题。
He talked about money.
看到没有？ 这都是这封信里面的特点。
That's all the specific characteristics of this.
都是他们这些人懂的事情。
These are the things that these people can comprehend.
对，所以这封信是有它的特点的。
So this letter has its special characteristics.
这是另一方面来说，这也是七封信的最后一封。
And on the other hand, this was also the last letter of the seven.
那么我们知道这一卷书启示录，它不单单是一个当对当时有它的意义的一本书。
We all know that the book of Revelation was not only significant in that age and time.
而且它是个预言。
It was also it's a prophet.
对，所以他神要说的话，借着这一个使徒最。 最后的这一位使徒，给他七个大的意象来看，八个大的意象。So
what God wanted to say was said through the His apostle John, through these seven great visions.
Eight
great visions.
然后把人类的历史，神怎么样从耶稣第一次来到耶稣第二次来，一直到永世，整个神的计划，借着这八个意象讲出来了。
So through these eight visions, God covered all the human history from the first coming of Jesus to the second coming of Jesus and eternal point until the New Jerusalem.
对，所以这是整个神把他的计划借着这本书来向他的使徒们来启示的。
So God has revealed His entire plan to His apostles through this book.
所以他这个七封信不是单单只为当时那个七个教会来讲而已。
So these seven letters were not only written for those seven churches at that time.
而且是一个预言。
It was those letters were also prophets.
地上的教会有这样的七个状态，有这样七个历史。
So the churches on earth actually have that state and have that history.
所以你看到这最后一封信的时候，
So as you read this last letter,
我个人加上许多读圣经的人都有这么一个感觉，这特别是讲到主回来之前地上教会的特点。
My personal feeling, as well as those of others who read this, is that these are the characteristics of all the churches on earth until Jesus' second coming.
所以今天我如果你有一个感觉，主第二次回来是离我们非常非常的近。
If you feel that Jesus' second coming is really imminent,
那你就要注意这封信讲什么。
Then you need to pay attention to what this letter is saying.
因为它跟我们现在的时间、现在时代的特点有密切的关系。
Because it really has a significant relation to what our current age is.
想知道吗？
Do you want to know?
先看主耶稣的自我介绍。
Let's first look at the self-introduction of Jesus.
这封信的开始怎么开始？
How did this letter begin?
因为七封信的特点都是第一句话。耶稣自我介绍，我是谁
？Ross already said that all the seven letters had this common trait that the first sentence is the self-introduction of Jesus.
对，每一次耶稣介绍他自己是谁的时候，都是针对那个教会有一个基本的问题在那里。
And every time Jesus introduced himself, he was using this is actually according to the special trait of that.
Church,
so all those seven churches, God revealed something different to them.
所以对这个教会，主特别指着他两个点来启示他自己。
To this church, Jesus specifically mentioned two points to reveal himself.
十四节怎么说？
What did verse 14 say?
那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，这是第一个点。
The Amen, the faithful and true witness.
第二个点
That's the first one.
在神创造万物之上为元首的说
The second point is, the beginning of the creation of God says this.
所以在这个教会耶稣提到他自己的属性
So in this church, God talked about his nature.
他的属性是什么呢
What is his nature?
Amen.
The Amen.
我们很多人都会祷告，最后你都听到祷告完说什么？奉耶稣的名，阿门，对吧
？We all know how to pray, and at the end of our prayers, we always say in Jesus' name, Amen.
如果你说你不会说方言，这句话是方言。
If you say I don't know, I don't have the tongues, but this is a tongue.
什么意思？这句话是天上的方言。
Because Amen, it is the tongue from heaven.
对，因为这句话。是 universal,
because that's a universal phrase.
Amen 什么意思
？Amen means
就是他后面这句话，诚信，真实。
Exactly what's following. Amen means exactly the faithful and the true witness.
这就是 Amen 的意思。
This is exactly the meaning.
我们祷告完了，说 Amen 就是刚刚祷告的那段话是诚信真实的话。
When we finish our prayers, when we say Amen, it really means what we just prayed was faithful and true witness.
那现在耶稣向我们启示他自己的时候，他讲到他的属性。
Now when Jesus reveals himself to us, he referred to his nature.
我就是那阿门那一个人。
I am the Amen.
啊，在哥林多后书一章二十节有这么一句话。
In 2 Corinthians 1.20,
对，他说：“神的应许不论多少，在基督里都是阿门的，都是是的。”
Oh, for as many as may be the promises of God in Him, they are yes.
啊，所以借着他也都是实在的，实在（括号里头说）就是阿门的。
Wherefore also by Him is our Amen to the glory of God.
神说的话，每一句话都是阿门的。
So whatever God says, it is Amen.
也就是说，神要对这个教会说，我说过的话都要兑现的。
That is, God is telling this church, whatever I have said, it will come to pass.
人的话可以夸张，可以不兑现，这是人之常情。
It's fairly common among people, whatever we said may not be redeemed.
对吧？我们海誓山盟的时候，你看，你都这还得了，海枯石烂。
We could say all kinds of promises and say, you know, when the mountains may go away and I will never fail you.
但是环境一改，我们人就变了。
But whenever the circumstances change, we change as well.
但是神在这里说，我说话是绝对，什么就是什么。
But God says here, whatever I say will be.
对，这就是神的属性。他对这个教会要说，我是那个阿门的那一位。
So this is the nature of God that he was revealing to that church. I am the Amen.
对，那么你们这个教会就是没有把我的话当话。
So your church are not really paying attention to what I'm saying.
对吧？所以这是耶稣在这里提醒他们的。
So this is what Jesus was reminding them.
第二个，他说，我是谁？
So the second, what he was talking about, who I am.
我是在神创造万物之上为元首的。
They say this is all. I am the.
This 句话。
I am the beginning of the creation of God.
对对对。那么，你如果读哥罗西书，因为这本就是说哥罗西这个教会曾经把那封书信给老底嘉来读的嘛。
Because if you read the book of Colossians, because the church of Colossus also gave their letter to the church of Laodicea to read.
对，所以老底嘉就知道，在当年神对他的启示是什么。
So the people in the church of Laodicea understood what God revealed to them.
对，你就像你他的第一封信写给以弗所，你要知道以弗所神当年启示什么。你去读以弗所书，你就知道神对以弗所教会说了什么。
Just as in the first letter of to the church of Ephesus, you will know what God was revealing to the people of Ephesians.
对，你就要去读那封书信，对吧
？You just read that.
同样的，现在来到了老底嘉，你要知道神对他们教会说过什么，你就要去读哥罗西书。
So now, in the same way, if you want to know when it comes to Laodicea, if you want to know what God said to them, you need to read the book of Colossians.
对，那么哥罗西的主题是什么呢？
So what's the main subject of the book of Colossians?
你看它的第一章第十五节就讲出这一封信的主题。
So in the book of Colossians, chapter 1:15.
对，那你看它这段话，这个大概就是这本书的核心了。
So that's probably the center of this book.
他要讲耶稣是谁。
He wanted to say who Jesus is.
爱子十五节是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先，因为万有都是靠着他造的，无论是天上的地上的，能看见的不能看见的，或者有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
So first, Colossians 1:15-16. He is the images of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rules or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him.
他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首。
17:18. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body.
所以他在这一个启示里头，
so in this revelation,
要强调现在写信的这一位是谁？是教会的元首。
He emphasized the author of this letter, who is the beginning of all churches.
他也是整个宇宙的原因。
He was the reason for the very existence of the universe.
科学家能够告诉我们宇宙是怎么样开始的，这是所谓 Big Bang 所能够解释的。
So scientists wanted to tell you about how the universe began through the Big Bang theory, whatever.
但是没有一个科学家能够告诉我们为什么。
But not a single scientist can tell you why.
科学只能告诉我们 how， 但是科学不能够告诉我们 why。
Science can only tell you 如何， but it cannot tell you 为什么。
That's right, good. 只有圣经告诉我们为什么。
Only the Bible tells us why.
这是神在圣经里面对我们每一个人的表态。
This is what Jesus said through the Bible to every single one of us.
所以现在耶稣对这个教会说道， 我是整个教会的元首。
So now Jesus told this church, I am the head, the beginning of all churches.
而我们的问题是，我们没有把他当我们真正的什么元首，他只是一个叫做 figurehead， 就是 figurehead， 你去翻。
But we're not really treating him as our true chief. We're only treating him as a 傀儡。
第二个，傀儡。我们把他虚位了，变成英国女王了。
We put him up as a not a true leader, but just kind of
figurehead
there, and he just as the queen of England.
对，没有实权的。
There's no substantial authority.
对，那他的话也就不当做一回事。好，这个是主耶稣在这里开始的那一个启示，他是谁
？So we didn't make his words count. This is first revelation.
然后你去看这封信，就讲到这个教会的光景。
Right. So this letter talked about the situation of that church.
你会发现，主说到这个教会是很有意思的。
So you notice that it's very interesting when Jesus referred to this church.
啊，我们刚刚念的。那我知道你的行为，也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。第十五节。
We just read about in verse 15 that I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，我要把你从我的口里吐出去。
So because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
所以你会发现，这封信里面的特点是讲到水。
So the special feature here is water.
因为这个地方有名，就是有名它的水。
Because they were famous for water in that region.
我们没有人生活可以离开水，这是我们都懂的事情。
So none of us can live without water. We all understand that.
那么在这个出埃及记里面讲到以色列人神带他们四十年在旷野的时候，有一个最大的问题就是水的问题。
So in the book of Exodus, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, the biggest thing that the problem that they encountered was water, lack of water.
我们每一个人每天都要喝很多的水，这是我们都懂的事情。
We drink lots of water every day. We all understand.
但是在属灵上，这个水有更深层次的意思。
But spiritually speaking, the water had a much deeper meaning.
你知道新约耶稣跟一个女人谈过水的事吗？
So you remember in the New Testament, Jesus was discussing the issue of water with a woman.
那个女人是谁啊？撒玛利亚的妇人，对吧？
She was a Samaritan woman.
她在找水。
She was looking for water.
表面看她是到井里面打水。
On the surface, it looked like she was drawing some water from a well.
但是主耶稣跟她说，
Jesus said to her,
你若喝这个水，你还要再渴。
You will be thirsty again if you drink this water.
你若喝我所给你的水，你就永远不渴。
But if you drink the water that I give you, you will never be thirsty again.
那这个妇人兴趣可来了。
So the woman became very interested.
为什么？因为天天来打水是很辛苦的事。
Because it was really a hard work to come to get water every day.
啊，不像今天我们龙头一开水就来了。
It's not like today when we just turn on the faucet, the water came.
但是耶稣讲的水，还不是那个井水的水。
But Jesus, the water that Jesus referred to was not the well water.
对吧？因为那个女人的渴不是那个井水可以满足的。
Because the thirst of that woman could not be quenched by the well water.
女人以为什么可以满足她呢？爱情。
She thought she could be satisfied by love.
对吧？所以她就在那里做爱情梦。
So she was having that love dream.
那第一个男人，第二个男人，第三个男人，这么一个一个都去找，没有一个男人满她的意的。
So she had one lover, a second lover, and third lover. Not a single man was able to satisfy her.
你已经有五个丈夫了，你现在有的还不是你的，是人家的。
So you already have five husbands, and the one who's living with you is not your husband.
这个女人跳起来了。
So the woman jumped up.
哇，她怎么知道我最高的机密？
How does she know my deepest secret?
不管怎么样， 我们人在神的面前是赤裸敞开的，你所有的秘密人家不知道，耶稣知道。
So no matter what, we human beings are totally naked and transparent in front of God, even though nobody else knows, Jesus knows.
所以它里面有一个渴慕，这个但是这个渴慕从来没有满足过。
So she had this deepest longing and desire which had never been satisfied.
我们的人生中不都在有一个梦吗？你都在里面寻梦者吗？
Don't we all have that dream? We're all kind of try to seek the dream.
你也曾经得到了。
Maybe you have obtained it once.
但是你什么叫做人生最大的失望呢？
But what's the biggest disappointment of life?
哲学家说有两个失望。
Philosophers say there are two.
一个失望是 你没有得到你要的。
One, this kind of disappointment is that you don't get what you want.
所以你失望。
So you're disappointed.
还有一个失望。
The other?
就是你得到了。
You get what you want.
然后你发现不过如此。
Then you realize there's really not much beyond that.
对吧？所以永远渴啊。
So you're always thirsty.
那么现在耶稣对这个女人说：“你如果喝我所给你的水，你就永远不渴。”
So Jesus said to that woman, "If you drink the water given by me, you will never be thirsty."
那这个教会就在这种光景里头。
So the church was in that situation.
这个教会以为他们有水。
The church thought they had water.
但是这个水。是温水，应该说温吞水。
But it was the lukewarm water.
我们喝水的人知道有一个经验。
We all have the experience when drinking water.
温水我们是喝就很快，不噜不噜就喝下去，没什么感觉，就吞进去了。
For lukewarm water, we're able to drink very fast and just swallow it down without too much.
但是为我们的对我们的口感来说呢，我们宁可喝要么就是冰水，要么就是热水，对吧？
But in terms of appreciating the flavor of taste, the feeling, then we would prefer either hot water or cold water.
所以你要喝茶，要么就冰茶，要么就热茶，没有喝温茶，没有人要喝的。
So we want either ice water or hot water. We don't like lukewarm water.
No. Tea.
Oh, tea. When we have tea, yeah. When we have tea, we would like to hot tea or iced tea.
对不对？
We don't want.
你要不走两边，你。
已经有了。
Thank you, the love of sisters. Thank you very much.
有很多的水都来。
Yes, I got lots of water to me.
所以，这是耶稣对这个教会的警告了。
So this is the warning sign to this church by Jesus.
他对我们的要求就是，你要么就是冷，你要么就是热。
So his requirement to us is that you should be either hot or cold.
温水的危机是什么？
So what's the crisis of the lukewarm water?
舒服啊。
It's too comfortable.
有一句话叫做温水煮青蛙，听过没有？
There's a phrase that a lukewarm water boils the frog. Have you heard of that?
对吗？你要煮青蛙的时候，千万不要用太冷或者太热的水，因为它蹦出来了。
If you use you wanted to boil frog, you don't want to use too hot or too cold water because it would jump out of the pot.
对不对？要煮青蛙，你要从温水开始。
If you want to boil a frog, you need to start with lukewarm water.
那它在里面很舒服。
Then it's very comfortable inside
the pot. 然后你慢慢再加温。
Then you gradually add the heat.
等到它想起来该跳的时候，已经跳不动了。
Then once it realizes it needs to jump, it doesn't have the strength anymore.
对吧？这个是我们大家都知道的事。
This is what we could understand.
撒旦要得着基督徒，就是用这一招。
Satan uses the same scheme to get to our Christians.
给我们大逼迫，我们没有关系的。
If he gives us great persecutions, we could often realize.
对吧？要么大的大复兴也是很好啊。
Or great revivals, surely.
对不对？但是很多的时候，基督徒是处在一个叫做温水的时代。
But oftentimes Christians are in the situation of like a lukewarm state.
所以大家都觉得很舒服。
We're all feeling very comfortable.
在这个很舒服的里头，撒旦就让你叫做解除武装了。
So when you're too comfortable, you kind of
lost the sense of alertness, 对吧？你没有那一个警醒的心了。
So you don't have that watchful heart.
所以你很容易就落入他的掌握的里面。
And you will fall into his trap.
所以主在这里对这个教会说：“你我宁可你冷或者热，我不要你温吞水。”
So God tells this church here, "I'd rather you're hot or cold. I don't want you to be lukewarm."
好，那怎么造成他们这个样子的呢？
So what made them to be lukewarm like that?
那他下面这句话就说了。
And that's what's followed.
啊，你说十七节，我是怎么了？富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
In verse 17 it says, "Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing."
所以这就是这个教会的真实的光景。
So that's that was the real state of that church.
这叫做发了。
I'm rich.
对吧？这是这个时代的特点。
This is also the feature of this generation.
对不对？现在这个时代，基本上你只要有一点本事，你都发了。
In today's age, as long as you have a little bit ability, you can be rich.
你房子随便卖一卖，你都是百万富翁。
If you just sell your house or sell the houses around you, be able to become a millionaire.
那如果你有 Apple 的 stock, 那你现在也啊，那就毛老老了。
If you have Apple stocks, you have you're very wealthy as well today.
对吧 ？Microsoft 那当年也是如此。
So Microsoft used to be the same way.
所以这个时代的特点就是 wealthy, 就是财富。
So wealth is this generation's characteristic.
那中国话说的很好，财大呢。气就出。
And Chinese saying described it very well. When you have, you are wealthy, you are arrogant.
这是必然的一个结果。
That's a sure consequence.
那你这个时候你就会发现，这个东西就要影响你的灵命。
And you realize that will really impact your spiritual life.
当你财大气粗的时候，你靠谁呀？
When you are wealthy and arrogant, who are you relying on?
靠钱
You're relying on the money.
靠自己
Yourself.
因为你拍拍你自己的胸，这都是我赚来的。
Because you look at yourself and say, "Oh, it's all me. I earned all this money."
对不对？所以自然而然，你的说话、你的做这个行事为人，都是有那种啊铜臭气嘛。
So naturally, the way you act, that you carry yourself, the way you say things, will have that.Flavor of money.
对对对 ，smell pretty good. 这是这个教会的根本问题所在。
So that was the essential problem, the core problem of that church.
当我们活在极大丰富的环境里头
，When we live in this richness,
他说一样都不缺。
He said we lack nothing.
对不对？你基本上要什么都可以买得到的。
Whatever you need, you'll be able to purchase it.
你慢慢就在自满、自足的光景里头每天过日子。
Gradually, you're just spending your days in self-satisfaction and self-contentness.
那如果你还有一点心，你还会来教会，对吧？
Then if you still have a little heart, you would come to church.
因为你是基督徒嘛。
You're a Christian.
所以这一群基督徒，他们是聚会的。
So this group of Christians, they were still gathering.
你听他们祷告，他们也蛮感谢神的。
They did praise God when they were praying.
十年、二十年前一穷二白。
And it was like 10 or 20 years before they were poor.
但是现在感谢主，靠着主的恩典，我们都神祝福我们很多。
But now, thank God for His great blessings. Today, we are good.
对不对？我们有车了，有房子了，有儿女了，什么都有了，应有尽有。
We have cars, we have houses, we have children, we have everything.
而且都还是名牌嘞。
And all name brand, everything of name brand.
对。但是你怎么说不算。
But it doesn't count what you say.
人家怎么说也不算。
What other people say also doesn't count.
耶稣怎么说才算。
Only what Jesus says counts.
对吗？所以你看这封信，耶稣就说，实际呢，你以为你是这个样子，你也感谢神，说的都很好听。
So look at this letter. Jesus said, "You think you're all right, all good, and you also say you thank God."
可怕的事情是我们不知道的事情。
But the awful thing is what we don't know.
知道吗？我们如果知道我们有病，那还有救。
If we know we're sick, then we at least have a chance to be saved.
但是你如果根本不知道你有病，那你是没救的，懂不懂？
But if you don't even realize you're sick, then you have no chance to be saved.
对不对？所以很多人发现自己有癌症的时候已经是什么？第四期了。
That's why a lot of people, when they discover they have cancer, it was already late stage, like stage four.
因为你前面根本没感觉，都觉得很好啊，没什么问题啊。
Because you never realized that there were no problems.
所以我们生命中，我们生命中最大的危机不是你不知，你不是你知道的事情，是你不知道的事情。
So that's why I'm saying the biggest crisis in our life is not what you know, but usually what you don't know.
好，这个教会他不知道什么。
So what does this church not know?
这里说得很清楚。
It's very clear here.
啊，十七节的下半节。却不知道什么？你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
The latter half of the verse 17 says, "You do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked."
所以这是这个教会完全没有感觉的事情。
So this is what that church didn't realize at all.
他们的感觉，自我感觉好不好？非常好。
They felt really good about themselves.
他们一定感恩节聚会的时候人很多的。
They must have a huge gathering.
对不对？他们菜也一定很好的。
Their food must be great.
也都在神的面前感谢神，感谢神，感谢神。
And they must have said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord."
但是，那都是表面的现象。
But that's only what's on the surface.
我们今天感谢神的，基本上是为着我们物质的丰富。有衣有食有房等等等等，我们感谢神，没有错。
Today we often thank God only for the material richness, like we have houses and cars and clothing and food. Yeah, this is all good.
是，这些是神的祝福，你可以这样子看它。
Indeed, you can view them as God's blessings.
但是耶稣在这里要讲的比这个层次还要深一层。
But Jesus wanted to say something much deeper than that.
那个层次是什么？
What's that level?
属灵的层次。
It's the spiritual level.
我们注意的是肉身的生活，耶稣注意的是你属灵的生活。
We were only paying attention to our physical need and life, but Jesus wants to pay attention to our spiritual life.
对，他说你们这个实际上虽然外面物质上什么都有，是一样都不缺，但是灵性上你啥也没有。
So even though it appears that you have need of nothing, but spiritually you have nothing.
但是他们知道吗？
But do they know?
不知道，所以这是他整个问题的症结，完全没有感觉。
They had no knowledge at all. They had no idea.
所以这个教会的一个最大的问题就是麻木。
So that was the biggest problem of that church, numbness.
五年前，神的老仆人江守道弟兄，你们中间有人认识他，曾经在 Richmond 讲过一篇道。
So 5 years ago, the senior old servant of God, Brother Stephen Kong, had a message in Richmond.
他今年还在讲道，他今年100岁了。
He is still preaching this year. He's 100 years old this year.
他刚刚从远东回来。
He just came back from Far East.
他五年前讲过这篇道。
5 years he delivered this message.
你上他的网页还可以听到这篇道。
If you go to his website, you'll find this message.
他在 Richmond 讲道的时候，他讲到今天地上教会的光景。
He said in his message in Richmond that about today's the state of today's church.
我第一次听到他用这个字。
I heard him use this word for the first time.
他讲属灵的光景，今天的教会是 coma。
He said the state of spiritual life of today's church is 休克的，昏迷休克。
对 ，whatever， 马上昏过去了。coma 的下一个 stage 应该是什么
？So the next stage after coma, what is that？
就是死亡。
Is death？
对不对？这个人要死之前会进入有一个阶段，就是全部不知道了。
So there's this state before people's death is that they lose all consciousness.
那你那个时候就会收到一个东西叫病危通知书，对吧？
So you receive that notice of potential end of life.
对啊，他用这个字来说到今天地上教会的属灵光景。
So Stephen Kong used this word coma to refer to the spiritual status of today's church.
为什么？这就是老底家的光景。
Why? Because that was the state of the Church of Laodicea.
没有任何属灵的感觉。
They didn't have any spiritual feelings.
而一切都好像很好啊，没有问题啊。
Everything appeared to be good.
等到主用他的话来把真实的光景像 X 光一样照给他们看的时候，
But when God revealed to them the true state of the situation as if using an X-ray，
主就给他们开了药了。
Jesus prescribed a medication for them。
这个教会是以药出名的哈。
Well, this church was famous for their drugs, their medication。
但是他们的 drug 只能医身体的病。
But their drug medication could only heal their body.
不能够医他们灵魂的病。
Not the sickness of their spirit.
好，那你看，耶稣开三个方子。
So God prescribed three things to them.
哪三个方子呢？十八节。
What are they? In verse 18.
我劝你向我买，第一，火炼的金子，叫你能真的富足啊。
I advise you to buy from me, number one, gold refined by fire, that you may become rich.
第二，买白衣穿上，叫你的赤身羞耻不露出来。
Number two, and white garments that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.
第三，买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你真的能看见。
And number three, the eye slate to anoint your eyes that you may see.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣讲的三次同一个字，什么字？买。
So dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said three times the same word. What was that?
买什么意思？
Buy.
买什么意思？
What does buy mean?
就是出代价。
That means you pay a price.
今天我们大家都喜欢去 on sale, 对不对？
We all like to go to buy things on sale.
啊，这是我们大家都很 enjoy 的。到时候哇，我买到一个东西大的 discount, 哇，好高兴。
We all like it when we have large discounts, 大甩卖。
大甩卖，对。那么我们觉得捞到好处了。
Then we feel like we've saved a lot of money.
但是又有一句话，俗话说，好货不便宜，便宜没好货。
But there's also this saying, cheap things are not good, and good things are not cheap.
对不对？真的好的东西它不会大甩卖的。
So the real good stuff are not often on sale.
今天的基督教很多都是大甩卖。
So today's Christianity is often on sale.
给你一个虚假的感觉，你只要来这里，我给你一按手，你一祷，啊啦啦啦啦一叫，你就属灵了。
It gives you this false feeling that if you come, I'll just put my hand, lay my hands on you, and if I pray, then you'll be spiritual.
那是忽悠老百姓的话。
That was only deceitful.
耶稣在这里说得很清楚。
Jesus said it very clearly here.
你要真正灵命有长进吗？
Do you want to grow your own spirit?
你给我出代价买三样东西。
Then you need to pay the price to buy these three things.
真正的出代价的事情。
These are really the price you need to pay.
一个是火炼的金子。
One is the gold refined by fire.
一个是洁白的细麻衣。
The second is the white garments.
一个是真正的眼药。
The third is the true eye ointment.
时间没有了。
I'm running out of time.
如果讲下去，你们中饭也没得吃了。
And if I continue, you won't have lunch to eat.
预知后情，下次分解。
So we'll continue next time.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
因为你爱教会。
For you love your churches.
你知道教会真实的光景。
You know the true state of your churches.
今天我们的确就在那一个最后的一段路。
Today we're really at the end stages.
我们真实的光景，你最知道。
You are totally clear about our true state.
主啊，因为你回来的时候，你的教会是装饰整齐，等候新郎。
Lord, may your churches are fully prepared and adorned when you come back.
但今天我们的光景是赤身露体。
But today our state is just like naked.
你说我们是可怜的光景。
You said we are wretched.
而我们都不知道。
We don't even know that.
主啊，怜悯你的教会。
Oh Lord, have mercy on your churches.
求你说厉害的话。
May you say harsh words.
让我们能够悔改。
Let us repent.
让我们能够真正走在你的心意上面。
So that we can truly walk by your will.
我们不再自我批评、欺骗。
We will not self-deceive.
主啊，让我们做一个你喜悦的、你心爱的教会。
So that we can become a beloved church by you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.